This is not my cat. I don't even really like cats, but I'm house sitting, and it's for a family that I've come to know over like 2 years, and I nanny their children, I babysit them too. And they were leaving for a week and a half long trip to Hawaii, and she needed my house sitting, and I said, okay, babe, I've done it before, four or three times. But the oldest cat is named Scout, and he's a little tuxedo cat. He has a white chest, which is really sweet, but he's super old, but at least 15 years. And he is diabetic, and he's obese, he has glaucoma in one eye, he's arthritic, and yeah, he has to eat special food, obviously. But this is an old cat, and so twice a day, I had to feed him at a particular time and give him insulin shots. So I had to learn how to do that. And then, once a day, I had to give him drops from his eyes. Just one glaucoma guy. And then I just had to make sure he was eating and, like, you know, being cool, and I had to fill his water and whatever. But he had these little kids here, so he liked to climb to go to bed. He actually started to sleep with me, and he started to like purr when I pet him, and I was so happy, like this cat was actually coming to like me, and I was kind of like, is that? Even though he was, you know, glaucoma and dead. So I go home at like midnight one night. I couldn't say night. We went out all day for South Park, and we drank all day, and I just exhausted. It's midnight, and I go to bed, fall asleep in my clothes. I had the lights on, yeah, everything else was set up. I had already fed the animals, and I had given them the shot and everything. And then, at 4:30 or so, like, it started to get kind of noisy, and this cat, like, he doesn't move very slow anymore. He just kind of walks around, and he's not very slow. Like all this terrible noise, and it's him coming up the stairs, but I'm not with it enough to know that's what it is. And so I'm sleeping on the left side of the bed, closest to the light switch, on the end table, and his little kitty stairs are right up by my feet. And so I'm hearing this terrible noise. I roll over, I slide up the little slider on the light switch, and I look, and I see that it's Scout on the third stair. And as soon as I roll over and turn on the light, I hear him. And he went, wow! And he falls backwards down on the three stairs. He hits his head on the wall and then struggles to get up. And I'm like, what? Leave on the bed. And I jump over him, and now I'm like on the bed. The bed, and he's there again at the bed, and he's trying to walk, and he's like, wow, and he falls over, and he's been diseased, and he's, you know, having a really hard time. So I reach for the person right next to me, and grab my phone, and I'm calling her, and as it's dialing, and I'm pretty sure before I even tried to call her, I saw him go right in front of me. Like, you know, he was seizing, he stopped seizing, he was breathing at that point, which the last thing the cat hears is me going, Scout! 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 And I'm freaking out, and this cat has clearly passed in front of me. And that's when I'm talking to the owner, and she's directing me on what to do. I had to take the now deceased animal to the clinic, even though I already knew it was deceased, and it wasn't insulin-based or anything, it was just a fall, and the fall resulted by him, you know, being startled, by being scared. And so I had to handle a deceased animal, I had to bring this deceased animal over to the clinic. They had to tell me what I already knew, that the cat was pronounced dead upon arrival. And then I just, you know, I talked to the owner after, and all we had to say to each other was, hello, hello. It's been a few minutes. Yeah, I'm going home now. I'm sorry. Like, that was it. That's all I talked to the owner about it. And I later told her the story. But I am not at fault for this reason. I am the catalyst for this cat spit, which we now label the cat cataclysm or a cataclysm just in general. So that is a story of how four white little scouts